From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Spanish judge has issued an international search and arrest warrants for ousted Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont and other aides. Carolyn Prosciutto has more.
Former Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont flew to Brussels this week after Spanish authorities removed him and his cabinet from office for pushing the region's secession. The Spanish government also called for an early election for December 21st. Puigdemont told Belgian state broadcaster RTBF on Friday that he did not flee Spain and is ready to be a candidate in the early polls. Carolyn Prosciutto, VOA News.
The United States military, for the first time, has conducted two airstrikes against Islamic State group fighters in Somalia, where the group is a growing presence in a country long threatened by the al-Qaeda-linked extremist group al-Shabaab. Barry Newhouse has details.
The U.S. Africa Command said the two drone strikes killed several terrorists in northeastern Somalia, with the first around midnight local time and the second later Friday morning. The U.S. said the airstrikes were carried out in coordination with Somalia's government.
At least six missiles struck in Buka, a remote mountainous village roughly 60 kilometers north of Kandala town in the northern state of Puntland. Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, is accusing the United States of deliberately lying about the mysterious sonic attacks on U.S. diplomats in Cuba.
Estoy diciendo que no.
He told reporters at the National Press Club that no attack occurred. The statement was the latest denial by Cuban officials. The U.S. cut staffing in its Havana embassy by 60% and expelled 17 Cuban diplomats from Washington. This is VOA News. Italy seized more than 24 million tablets of a synthetic opiate that Islamic State militants plan to sell to finance attacks around the world. Philip Alexio has that story.
The pills were seized by finance police and customs officials in Italy's largest container port. With an average sale price of over $2 a tablet, the haul was worth almost $60 million. No details were provided on how the illegal shipment was discovered or on its final destination. A similar shipment was discovered in Greece last year, and an even larger one was found in Italy's Genoa port in May. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration collaborated in the investigation. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday said he hoped a U.S. peace initiative will work. Marissa Melton explains.
Netanyahu praised Donald Trump for taking a fresh approach to bringing the Israelis and Palestinians back to negotiations. Asked if he felt now was the moment for peace in the region, noting Trump's involvement in peace efforts, he said, "Hope so." Netanyahu said Trump is approaching the issue with a refreshing, can-do attitude, and that the administration is trying to think out of the box to arrive at a solution. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The European Union urged Malta to leave no stone unturned in the hunt for the killers of a renowned Maltese journalist, David Doyle reports.
Daphne Caruana Galizia died in a car bombing last month. Her coffin met with applause by people on the streets of her hometown, Bidnija. The investigative blogger had accused many of the most senior figures in Malta's government and opposition of corruption and involvement in international money laundering. Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat, who is himself suing Caruana Galizia's son for libel over allegations of corruption, says everything will be done to find her killers. His government has offered a 1 million euro reward and protection for anyone providing information to identify the attackers.
That was reporter David Doyle. White House advisor and daughter of U.S. President Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, has urged nations to reverse a decline of women working in science, technology, engineering, and math during a speech in Tokyo 2 days ahead of her father's visit to Asia as president.
This isn't a woman's issue. It's a family issue. Yet it disproportionately impacts women who are the most likely to leave the workforce or curtail our ambitions because we have no access to affordable care for our children and our adult dependents.
In the 5 years Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has been in power, he has been accused by critics of accomplishing little for women. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.